kind of spinal fluid, and his back's been bothering him, and he's been really feeling pretty down and just drug out. So just remember him. His boys are going to try to sing a little bit here tonight.
God can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. Anything,
anything,
anything.
I love the Lord, and it's good to be in His house, and I don't want to take a lot of time because I know we're pressed for it, but I'm so thankful for the many blessings that He sent our way in different times that He's been there for us whenever it seemed like that things were bleak and it didn't look like that there might be any hope in the situation, and God has moved time and time again. And I'm looking for His return, and I'm waiting to see those clouds split and us to meet Him in the air and to be with Him forever and ever and ever. No sorrow, no sadness, no sickness, no pain. But I'm thankful for the day that He saved my soul. And I'm going to sing this old song. It's what's on my mind, so I'm going to try to. Well, I went to an altar, knelt down to pray, felt the Holy Spirit coming down my way. Well, my soul began to tremble. The joy began to roll.
Oh, that's how
Jesus saved my soul. Let me tell you about Jesus.
About Jesus.
Oh, wonderful Savior.
Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus. Jesus. How He saved my soul and He made me whole and He took away my burden.
Took away my burden.
Took away my sorrow.
Yes, brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful time.
It's a wonderful time.
It's a wonderful feeling. To know He's my sweet joy, sublime. Every burden is lighter.
Burden is lighter.
Hope the name is brighter. Brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul. Let me tell you about Jesus.
Tell you about Jesus.
Oh, the wonderful Savior.
Wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus. How He saved my soul and He made me whole and He took away my burdens.
Took away my burdens.
And He took away my sorrow. Oh, brother,
that's how Jesus saved my soul.
What is since I found the Savior, joy bells sweetly ring. I'm feasting on heavenly manna, 'cause I'm a child of the heavenly King. I gave my heart to Jesus a long, long time ago. In my soul, let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful Savior.
Wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Oh, yes.
How He saved my soul and He made me whole. Well, He took away my burden.
Took away my burden.
Took away my sorrow.
Brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful Savior.
What a wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
He saved my soul and He made me whole.
Well, He took away my burden.
Took away my burden.
He took away my sorrow.
Oh, brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
Oh, I said, brother, that's how Jesus saved my soul.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glad to be saved. Amen. Washed in the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away, John said, the sin of the world. Amen. Thank God for that Lamb. Thank God for that sacrifice. Thank God for that blood. Amen. That Jesus was willing, amen, to shed for you and I. Amen. If it was not for Christ, oh, we'd all perish. There'd be no hope but for the blood of Jesus. Amen. But for that ultimate sacrifice. Amen. That no one else could pay. Amen. But our Lord. Amen. Nobody else, amen, had the wherewithal, amen, to pay the price. For it took an eternal sacrifice. Amen. It took God becoming flesh, becoming man. Amen. Becoming the God-man. Amen. That He could die, lay down His life. Amen. That we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Appreciate, amen, being in the house of the Lord tonight. And Brother Savage asking us to, amen, give what's on our heart tonight and preach. Amen. Appreciate the offering. Amen. God bless you. Appreciate Massanova. Amen. And everybody. Amen. Here. Amen. And we pray that God would continue to bless and help. Amen. And I still believe revival is in the wings. Amen. Waiting on God's people. Amen. For the Bible still says, amen, if my people, which are called by my name, amen. That's God's people. That's not the Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, they have the name Jehovah. Amen. But that's not who He's talking about. Amen. It's not the Mormons. Amen. It's not them. That's not who God's going to send revival about. It's not the Catholics. Yeah, they use the Father, they use the Son and the Holy Ghost and Mary too. But Mary can't do nothing about it. Amen. It's not them, but my people, which are called by my name. Amen. That's those, amen, that call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Believe in the blood is sufficient, amen, for their sins. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Amen. Wow, what a step. That first step right there, most people can't get past that first step. And that's humbling themselves. Amen. That right there, that goes against the flesh. Amen. Every which way you turn to humble yourself. That means to take the low road, to get down. You know, in the Old Testament, amen, when they would get down, and you know Nineveh there, amen, when Jonah got up and preached, the king, amen, and all of the people he commanded his kingdom, amen, and the cows and everything. They couldn't have no food, no water, and also the king and his people put sackcloth and ashes, put ashes on their head. I mean, they were humbling themselves right down to the very ground. Amen. And what God seen that, that wicked people, that wasn't even his people. Amen. That was the Assyrians. Amen. The ones that troubled Israel. And that's why Jonah, amen, I believe didn't want to go because they were so wicked. It'd be like, kind of like Al-Qaeda. Amen. They was pretty much, the Assyrians were some of the first terrorists. And it'd be like, amen, God, amen, sending a man like Jonah to Al-Qaeda. Amen. And then Al Qaeda get down and humble themselves. Amen. And God spare them. Amen. But God, when God's children humble themselves and pray and seek my face, amen, and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Then, and only then, I added that there, but then, amen. But we know it's only then, because that's God's formula. Then, amen, when I hear from heaven, amen, will, amen, forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. Lamentations tonight. Amen. Lamentations. Amen. Chapter 3. Amen. Lamentations in chapter 3. One verse, I want to read right at the beginning here tonight, just one verse. And I pray that the Lord would help us tonight, amen, to say nothing more, nothing less than needs to be said, amen, to help us, amen, in this service. One verse in Lamentations, this is written by Jeremiah the prophet, in his lamenting, amen, over the people of Judah and Jerusalem and Zion. He said in verse 51, one verse here, mine eye affecteth mine heart because of all the daughters of my city. Amen. One more time in this first phrase here of this verse. Amen. I guess this would just be my title as well. Mine eye affecteth mine heart. Mine eye affecteth mine heart. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah was troubled at what he saw. Amen. The things that he saw going on in the nation troubled Jeremiah. Amen. And it affected his heart. Amen. He was troubled. Have you ever just got so troubled about something? Amen. It literally made you sick. Amen. You got sick and you couldn't eat. I have heard things, amen, things, you know, in the past several years, amen, there was something, a man fell, amen, that we all knew, amen, most of us knew, amen, and I'm going to tell you, for 2 weeks, I was sick. I felt it every day. Every day I woke up, I was sick. My heart was sick. I couldn't hardly eat. I just nibbled because I was so sick, amen, at seeing, amen, and hearing that the devil had come in, amen, and destroyed, amen, a soul, amen. And this is where Jeremiah was. Jeremiah, amen, was a lover of the people. Amen, he was a prophet of God. Amen, he loved them people. Amen, he preached to them people. Amen, Jeremiah, amen, is known as the weeping prophet. Amen, he, amen, wept over these people. And he cried many tears. He said many prayers. Amen. He spent nights agonizing over the people of Judah. Amen. Over the city of Jerusalem. Amen. He saw the way they was doing. Amen. He saw the wickedness in the king's heart. Amen. He sent a letter. Amen. To the king from God. Amen. By his servant. Amen. When the king got it, he just took a penknife and cut it up. Amen. And threw it into the fire because he didn't want, amen, to hear, amen, what the Lord had to say to his prophet. But that still did not change the burden. Amen. What Jeremiah saw in his eye. Amen. What he's seen going on. Amen. In his country. Amen. Troubled. It affected his heart. Amen. Amen. People have had heart attacks. Amen. Because of the things they've seen, things that's went on in their family that troubled them so much. Amen. That they literally started having health problems and even heart attacks because of the stress. Amen. But when Jeremiah looked out upon the nation of Jerusalem and saw everything that was going on, amen, how they would not listen to, amen, the voice of the man of God and turn from their sin, and they continued on, and he knew what lay at the end of the road of a disobedient nation. For we know that the Bible says that, amen, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God. Amen. And the nations that forget God. And Jeremiah knew this. Amen. He knew. Amen. Even, amen, his beloved Jerusalem. Amen. Even the beloved, amen, Judea. Amen. Even beloved Judah. Amen. The one that God had set his love upon. And he knew if they turned their way, their eyes, their hearts, amen, from God, that God would have to bring judgment upon that nation. And his eye affected his heart. Amen. When I see what's going on, amen, in America today, mine eye affecteth my heart. It makes me sick. Amen. To know, amen, that men bled and died for America's freedom. Amen. Shed their blood that we could have religious freedom. Amen. And now, amen, people take that, amen, that freedom, amen, and they twist it all up and pervert it, amen, and make it a freedom for perversion. But that is not what those men died for. They did not die for the perverts, amen, to have freedom for perversion. Amen. But when I see that, amen, and see our great nation where the legislature, amen, and all these, amen, men, amen, from the highest office in the land, amen, down to, or should I say maybe even a little higher, 9 judges that sit on the bench that pretty much control everything in a lot of ways, and how a majority of them, amen, will side with the perversion that God hates, amen, called, amen, sodomy in the Bible, amen, Sodom, the Bible call them sodomites. Amen. And God destroyed Sodom. Amen. Because of that great perversion. Amen. That had penetrated the land. Amen. I know. Amen. The world and Hollywood and the media like to call them gays, and the homosexuals had adopted, amen, that name. Amen. Gay, because it meant happy and merry. Amen. But God calls it wickedness. God calls it perversion. Amen. God calls it, amen, great iniquity and abomination. Amen. Amen. No matter what kind of spin, what kind of pretty picture, amen, they have stole God's symbol out of the sky. Amen. And tried to make it their symbol called the rainbow.
amen, that beautiful thing that God put in the heavens as a testimony to Noah, amen, and here the generations after him, that God would not destroy the earth, amen, but, amen, with water again, amen, for the very perversions he destroyed it. He destroyed the earth the first time for the very perversions that's going on right now, amen, in this world, amen, but we find, amen, men have taken, amen, the truth of God and the symbols of God and the greatness of God, amen, they perverted it, amen, twisted it, and mine eye affecteth mine heart. Amen. Amen. Even the Queen of England, she is the head of the Church of England. Amen. Henry the Eighth. Amen. He's the one that charted the Anglican Church, the Church of England. Amen. Because he couldn't marry as many women as he wanted to. Amen. He wanted to divorce and marry, and that one didn't suit that one. Divorce and marry, and the Catholic Church. Amen. The Pope, he did not want that taking place, and so Henry just kicked the Pope out. Said, "I'll start my own church," and that's what he done. He started the Church of England, and he made himself the head of it. How convenient! And he was the main cheese, and so now, of course, it passed down. Every king is the head. Of course, there's bishops and, you know, that's on up in there, but they are the figurehead. So, the Queen of England, Elizabeth, right now, Queen Elizabeth, grandmother, amen, is the head of church. But this past week, she said and signed into law with her own handwriting, homosexual marriage should be legal in the, United Kingdom. And that precious grandmother signed her name and on the dotted line, and Parliament cheered. Amen. They said they was laughing. Amen. They was just rejoicing that the Queen of England, because through formality, she had to put her name and okay it. Amen. And she did. Amen. Amen. Another church. Amen. But you know what? God's church. Amen. Amen. God's church stands upon the Word. Amen. Amen. God's church, it is not run by a man. God's church, the head of God's church is Christ. Amen. Amen. And so, amen, when I see our nation, amen, America, amen, and we see the perversion, amen, that's being brought into our country, amen, and the devil's wreaking havoc, amen, and even those that's supposed to be on the right side of the aisle, amen, the senator from Alaska, a woman senator, amen, she said, "I am for homosexual marriage." Amen. Another one from, I think, Minnesota. Amen. Another that's supposed to be a conservative. His son turned homosexual, so he's for homosexual marriage. A former vice president of the last president. Amen. Amen. When his daughter wanted to get married to her love, amen, her perverted love, amen, now him and his wife is for homosexual marriage. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because the heart of the nation is sick. Amen. I said the heart of the nation is sick. Amen. They've turned away, amen, their eyes from the truth. Amen. They've turned their ears unto fables. Amen. Don't fall out with me. The former president, I'm not going to rag on him. He done some good things. But I'm going to still tell you, just here in the last couple weeks, he was interviewed and asked about homosexual marriage. What he thought about it. He said, "Well, amen, I can't pick the mote out of somebody else's eye when I got the beam in my own eye." Amen, that was his answer. You know why? He didn't want to answer it. Amen, because he wasn't willing to stand for the truth. Amen. Our current president, he's trying to prove evolution. He's saying he's evolving. A lot of people would have told him that. Amen. Amen. But, amen. Amen. But he's evolved right into it. Why? Amen. Because, amen. Amen. Perversion. The Bible says, where iniquity shall abound. Amen. The love of many shall wax cold. Amen. We're living in a nation. Amen. Amen. You probably heard it. Amen. Here the past couple weeks ago. Amen. It made nationwide news down there in Texas where they was trying to limit abortion, the murder of the unborn. And it is murder. It don't matter how that baby was conceived. Amen. Whether it was conceived by mom or and dad legitimately married, or whether it was received by the most horrible crime, conceived by the most horrible crime committed. Amen. It's still a child. Amen. And to kill that child is murder. Amen. But this, amen, past month, amen, they was down in Texas trying to bring it down to save a few babies. Amen. So they try to bring it down to 20 weeks where they say babies, I guess, amen, viable or can feel pain or whatever they try to say. Amen. And they was out there, and those pro-lifers was out there singing Amazing Grace. And those that are pro-abortion, they started chanting, Hail Satan. Hail Satan. Hail Satan. They got louder and louder. Amen. This group over here, Amazing Grace. This other group, Hail Satan. Amen. That is the state. Amen. That our country is in. Amen. Amen. They worshiped in Israel. They worshiped Baal. Amen. Which is just a demon god. Amen. They worshiped all these other gods when they left the true God. Amen. They tried to be inclusive and take everybody in. Amen. Tried to bring everybody. Let's just all hold hands. Amen. And be one nation. Amen. But then they brought Baal in. And then they brought Ashtaroth in. Then they brought Molech in and offered their children to the fire. Amen. The very people that was named after God. Amen. Called after God. Amen. How can a nation that was such high morals, amen, who had been given the Ten Commandments, amen, the ones that was wrote by God Himself, amen, and given to them, how can such a people that saw such great deliverance as the people of Israel, steeped to such degradation, to carry their little infants crying right up to the fires in the mouth of Molech the God, amen, as though their little crying child, as the drums beat, the drums of Tophet beat there, amen, and drowned it out the cries, and pitched their kids over there to sacrifice them, amen, but America has sacrificed their children, amen, to the gods of this world, amen, to the gods of Hollywood, to the gods of sports, to the gods of ungodly music, amen, that's what the America has done, and now we're reaping, amen, in America, amen, the penalty, amen, for what we have done. Oh God, mine eye affecteth my heart. Amen, it makes me sick. Amen, it makes me ill. Amen, when I see these things taking place. Amen, why? Amen, why? You know, the Lord, amen, He looked out over Jerusalem. He looked out over Jerusalem. And He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Amen, that was one of the Lord's last pleading cries. Oh, Jerusalem. Amen, Jerusalem. Amen. There in Luke in chapter 13, amen, is where our Lord cried in verse 34. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. Amen. That I can hear. Oh, America! America! Amen. Thou that killest the men of God and stonest them that are sent unto thee. Any voice of righteousness that rises up, any voice for truth, amen, that rises up in America. Amen. You know what the media does? It grabs stones and it tries to tear them up, destroy them, rip them apart. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because they do not want that voice, that word, amen, the word of God, amen, to come forth. Amen. So they try to do, and that's what, amen, Jerusalem had done. And the Lord said, how oft would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Ye would not. You'd have none of it. Amen. I know most of y'all know this. Amen. But at one of the conventions here, at the presidential conventions, amen, right before the last election, when they were there having, you know, going through their formalities, and each party, amen, you know, nominates their pick for the, you know, be voted for president and vice president and all that. And one of the conventions there, amen, that group, amen, they in their outline, in their, I don't want to call them bylaws, but ain't what it is, but anyway, in their minutes or whatever it is, in their constitution there, their meeting, they had left out that Jerusalem was the eternal capital of the Jews, and they had left out God altogether. So one news organization got a hold of that, and they just wrote it, and I'm glad they did. It brought it out. Hey, but show for what it was. Hey, man. And so as that news organization just kept on it, finally they got their heads together, the leaders of this political party, and says, we gotta do something about it. We gotta do something because it's stirring a stink and it might cost us the election. So, hey, man, the main, what do you call moderator of the big, huge convention there. Hey, man, I believe it was in North Carolina. And so he got up and said, this is what we're gonna add to our rules and everything and our statement, and that we're going to put God back in there, and we're going to put Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jews. So we want to take a voice vote. All in favor said yes. Yes. All opposed, no. No. So the guy like, turn around. Let's do this one more time. You know, we got to get. He knew we had to get it through because the big bosses said they had to just kind of calm things down to deceive the people. You know, all in favor? Yes, yes. All in favor? All opposed? No, no. The no's were louder. He turned around and looked at some of the people. They said, "Just go ahead, go ahead." According to the chair, the yeses have it. It's finished. And that's all. And everybody knew they was lying. Everybody knew that he was lying. He knew it didn't, because that's why he was in such bewilderment. But it's the state, amen, of our country. And why? It's because they have turned their eyes from the truth. Amen. What does Romans say? What does Romans chapter 1 say? Amen. Amen. This is a perfect picture. Oh, I believe this is a perfect picture. Hey, man, the Bible says because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Amen. And what is verse 24 says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God. They take the very word of God and they twist it and they turn it into a lie. Amen. The very ones that so pro-abortion, they want to kill them. Amen. Even after they're born, they'll get up and quote the word of God and say they're a grand Christian and they believe God and they're born again, redeemed one. Amen. You know why? They take the truth of God and they twist it into a lie. Amen. 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 Who chase and worship and serve. This is the problem right here. And worship and serve the creature themselves. Their lust. Their desires. What we want. What makes us feel good. Amen. And worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And then it goes on and it talks about what I talked about. Amen. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Amen. Why do we see, sodomy? Amen. The sodomites, amen, controlling and again controlling. And there's such, in a lot of ways, such a small group. And some say 3%, and I don't even know if they're that many, but then again, you never know. Amen. Why do they have such sway? Amen. Why do they have such power? Amen. With men in high places. Amen. Why? Because God gave them up to vile affections. Amen. Our leaders' foolish hearts are darkened. Amen. They're running. Amen. They're running. Amen. After a lie. And the Bible does say they would believe a lie and be damned. Amen. Amen. The Bible still says, and I've already quoted, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Amen. And all that, and all the nations. All the nations. All the nations that forget God. Oh, God! Amen. Have mercy on America for a few more years so we can reach out and touch somebody for Christ. Amen. And move. Amen. Church. Amen. Church, while we still have this freedom to move about. Amen. I know you can witness for God in the Church of Rome. Amen. The church, I'm not talking about the Catholic Church now, I'm talking about back in Christ's day, or in Paul's day, the persecuted church, they had a great effect. Amen. But how much more could we go out and do something? Amen. Oh, God, help me to, amen. Why it is still legal to have a Christian school. God, help me to mold the hearts of those children. Amen. While we still have this freedom. Because I'm going to tell you, in the current state and the way we're going, it's very likely it won't be long. Amen. God, help us to take the opportunities that we have been given and seize them. Seize this moment for the Lord. Amen. And do the things that God wants us to do. Amen. And we find, amen, we find that even not only our nation, but we, I'm going to try to hurry tonight, but even in the church world, mine eye affecteth my heart. It makes me sick, the things I see. Amen. I look out over this great nation and I see churches, amen, that I know of and I've been to and there and amen. And those churches that once were, amen, stood for holiness and truth and held up the banner, an uncompromising banner of truth. Amen. Today, amen, amen, they're not holding up that banner no more. Amen. It still might be on the door, but it don't come from the pulpit. Amen. It's not preached from the pulpit. Amen. And God's truth is still right if nobody believes it. Amen. I don't care if there was nobody. There's never going to be a time because God's going to have a people. But if there was nobody that believed, amen, the truth of God's word and the thou shalt nots and the thou shalt, and they say, well, we just don't see it that way. Amen. It's still God's truth. And the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Amen. Amen. God's word will stand the test of time. Amen. All down through history, they've tried to destroy this book right here. Amen. Do you know why we have so many Bible versions? And you know why we got the NIV and the RSV and the EV and all those other versions? Amen. Because they've tried to cast doubt upon the word of God. They have played it off. It makes it easier to read. Amen. Amen. But no, they've changed the word of God. So I get up and read what thus saith the Lord out of the Textus Receptus. Amen. Amen. The King James was translated from. That's what we got the King James. Amen. No other modern version has that. Not even the NKJV. Amen. They use these corrupt texts. And I know I'm getting off on a rabbit trail, but I like hunt rabbit every now and then. The King James Version, the NKJV, and also these others, the reason the devil has put them in society is to get people to question what did really the Lord say. Because my Bible don't say it that way. My Bible don't even have that verse. You know there's some translations that don't even have some verses that are in the Bible. They totally leave them out. Well, my Bible don't say that. My Bible, that verse ain't even in there. What are you reading? Well, really, what is the word of the Lord? Who can say? My Bible don't read like that. Yours does. My Bible's just as good as your Bible. Amen. It's a trick of the enemy to try to destroy, amen, the word of God and the devil. Amen. From the very first lie, he told half God said. That's the first thing that God, the devil in the Garden of Eden attacked, and that's God's word. Hath God said?
Did he really say that? Is that what God really meant? That you shouldn't take of that fruit? Really? I don't know. Because if you go to these other manuscripts and these other older Greek manuscripts, they don't say it like that. It's an attack of the enemy to try to cause men to question what thus saith the word of God. And it's right here in English for us in the King James Version. Thank God that we got it and we can stand on it. Amen. 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 But the church world is under attack. Amen. And as I see, amen, as I quoted a while ago, amen, how the love of many, amen, shall wax cold. Amen. And people seem to be, amen, we're in that Laodicean church age, that seventh church, amen, of the book of Revelation. Amen. There, amen, that Laodicean church, amen, that they thought they were good. They thought they had plenty. They thought they were in need of nothing. They thought they had all they needed. But God, when He looked at them, they was just the opposite of what they thought they were. Amen. You know, all they had to do is look in the mirror of God's Word and they could have saw everything that God said. But they had a preacher that got up and told them they were all right. Amen. But thank God for John the Beloved. Amen. Thank God for John the Beloved. That when God said, pin this letter and write it to the church of Laodicea. Lord, that's, you know, amen. Some people would have said, Lord, that's a little harsh, ain't it? Say, you ain't got nothing. Amen. But he penned it. Amen. He signed his name to it too. Amen. Amen. He wasn't ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, amen, when I look upon this church world, amen. And I believe, like Brother Savage says, from the, amen, longest hair on my head and to the longest toenail on my big toe. And he said that he got a long one. I don't have that long one because I just trimmed mine recently. Amen. But I still believe, amen, that as Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. I still believe it's holiness or hell. What is holiness? It's a holy heart. Pure. Willing to walk. Amen. You know, I read something, you know, I try to do a lot of reading. I do. Sometimes I'll play more CDs and listen than I have time to read because I can do that drive down the road and you don't want me reading going down the road. Amen. Amen. But I read something here recently. Amen. I can't remember who wrote it, but they said your wardrobe is the something like your wardrobe is the conversation of your heart. Amen. I thought that was good. Amen. Your wardrobe, amen, is the conversation of your heart. Amen. You're telling everybody, amen, where your heart lies. Amen. I see, I look out in the world. Amen. Or should I say the church? And I see where they don't see nothing wrong with split skirts and what I call them peekaboo skirts, you know. Amen. It just flaps as they walk, you know. Amen. Goes open. Hey, there, here, 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 here. And that's all it is. Amen. One preacher, actually it was Melissa's grandpa, Brother Wendell Pittman, he said, do you want to see more skirt? Amen. As it opens, you know, you want to see more? You want to see more? Amen. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because, and I know some people don't understand that or have not heard that and really never heard that and never thought about that. But it's those things, amen, that creep in the churches. Amen. People let up on just a little bit. Amen. And then my eye affecteth my heart. It makes me sick. Amen. It makes me ill. Amen. It can make you angry. Yeah, it can. It can vex you and it ought to make you righteously angry. Amen. But some people I think is just mad. That's all they are. Amen. But you know, Lot. Amen. I said I was going to be short, but amen. Lot. Amen. There in 2 Peter. Amen. 2 Peter in chapter 2 and verse 7. The Bible talks about God delivering Lot from Sodom. And it said, and delivered just Lot. Now that just there means the same word as righteous. Vexed. He said he was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing. Not only the things he saw bothered him, but the things he was hearing. I want to tell you, I just hate to hear bad news. I'd rather hear about a revival, amen, that Brother Anthony Lester preached here a couple months ago down at the Holy Barn, amen, down there in, amen, down there in Kentucky somewhere. Amen. I forget how many people were saved by the droves. Amen. I forget how many people were healed. I think even got up out of a wheelchair maybe. Amen. I mean, talking about healed by the power. That's what I want to hear about. Amen. But when I hear in my ear somebody, amen, is backslid, somebody left, somebody, amen, they don't want to be holy. Amen. They don't want to be holiness. Amen. They have picked up the things of the world. They've gone after the world. There's something about hearing those things. Oh, it bothers me. Amen. Yes. Amen. It upsets me. Amen. It disturbs me. And that's what Lot was. The Bible says he was vexed. Amen. It vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Amen. That word means vexed, means to torture. It caused pain. It tormented him. Amen. The things that were going on. Amen. When Lot looked around and saw everything that was going on, all the wickedness, it troubled him in his spirit. Amen. But, amen, there's one thing that Lot did not do. Amen. That I see that another man did. Yes, Lot got disturbed, and we need more people to get disturbed. There's not enough people getting disturbed about what's going on in our world. There's not enough people getting disturbed about it anymore. And we become lackadaisical. That's a big word there, but just kind of just let it pass and oh, they're going to do what they want to do and amen, ain't nothing you can do about it. Oh, yes, you can. You can raise up a voice in Zion. You can cry loud. Amen, proclaim what thus saith the Lord. Amen, even though they say Bill O'Reilly said it don't do no good. You gotta have more, you have to be more than just a Bible thumper to address the issues, but I'm sorry. I'm a Bible thumper. Amen, that's what I am. Amen, if it ain't in the Bible and I can't stand on the Bible and all I need it ain't right here in the Bible, amen, it ain't worth messing with. Amen, but I'm a Bible thumper. A1 Bible thumper. Amen. Amen. And so, amen, here we find Lot, but one thing I did not find Lot do that another man done that I read about earlier. I want to turn back real quick to Lamentations. Amen. Lamentations in chapter 3. Lamentations in chapter 3. Amen. It disturbed Lot. It bothered him. It got him upset. The things he was seeing, these sodomites that were just kind of wrecking his city and the countryside, and God was going to destroy not only Sodom, but Gomorrah and all these several cities around. It was just like a little country kind of. God's going to wipe them all out. Amen. Because of this. And it bothered Lot. It disturbed him. He was upset. He'd get up and he would sit in the gate of the city, which means he had a little bit of say. He was kind of, Lot was probably a politician because he sat in the gate and he would sit there. He was on the board. He was on the city council meeting. And he would voice his opinion to all the others and how wicked this city was doing. And it's just terrible the way they're violating the laws of the Almighty, which we know. Amen. But, amen, I find a man that done more than Lot. Amen. And here in Lamentations in chapter 3. Amen. Jeremiah says this. Mine eye trickleth down. Amen. And ceaseth not without any intermission. Amen. Till, amen, let's stop right there. Mine eye, you know what he done? He wept. He not only got mad, but he cried out. He got a burden. He got a burden. He got down on his face before God, and his eyes were turned in like rivers of water, crying out to God, oh God, save my people. Oh God, save them, turn them. Oh God, move in their hearts. Amen, listen. Amen, you might can't save America, but if you can get one saved, if you can get two saved, if you can rescue that one over there, amen, that stranger on the street, amen, that sees you and walks up to you like he walked up to Brother Randy Webb, he preached the other night and said that guy with different color hair and nose rings and eyebrow rings come up and looking at him all strange. And Brother Randy said, you all know this. He said he got a little nervous. And then because the guy was looking at him, and then the guy walked out and Brother Randy kept paying for it. And then on the way out, the guy come back in and come up to him and said, "Are you Randy Webb?" He said, yeah, I am. He said, "Well, you don't know me, but I heard all you was going through all these things. Hey, man, and you still serving God? You're still living for God?" He said, "Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm still going for God." He said, "Thank you." He said, "Thank you. That helps me to know there's hope for a sinner like me. Amen. For it's a powerful God." I'm going to tell you, church, us standing for right in the face of compromise in this generation that we live in will affect souls. No man, I read this verse before service. I didn't write it down where it is. But no man liveth unto himself, and no man dieth unto himself. We all affect somebody. I affect five and even my wife and a lot more. I mean, I affect them. My decisions, things I let in my home will affect them and can affect them for eternity. Hey man, decisions I make, hey man, can affect them because no man liveth unto himself. And no man dieth unto himself. And not only my own family, there's probably some others that I don't know about that maybe I have some influence, amen, upon that I don't have no idea about. Amen. And each one of us have influence upon somebody. And the decisions we make, the things we do, somebody is watching. And I'm not talking about him. He's always watching. But somebody is watching us, seeing how we'll handle situations. When adversity comes in our lives and trouble comes, they're watching to see if we'll blow our top and see the way we act. And you know what they'll do if we blow our top? They'll have an excuse when they blow theirs. "Well, brother so-and-so blew his, and he's a good man." Amen. 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 I affecteth my heart. Amen. But Jeremiah, amen, he done something. He had a burden, because it takes a burden to get down on your face and cry tears. It don't take a burden to get mad and scream and spit and holler and kick stones. You're just mad. You can get vexed, tore up, and you can even get sad and tore up. But when it bothers you to affect to the point that it drops you to your knees and tears flow down your cheeks, amen, you cry out to God, "God, save my son. God, save my daughter. God, save my mother. God, save my children. God, save all. God, save my neighbor. God, save that one, amen, that I've been talking to at work. God," and weeping tears and pouring out our soul to God. Amen. This is what Jeremiah was, and this is why Jeremiah made more of a difference. No, he did not stop the destruction of Judah. He did not. God still destroyed. God still sent Nebuchadnezzar in. Nebuchadnezzar wiped it out. But Jeremiah was a testimony, amen, to those people, that there are still righteous people that's going to stand for God, even in adverse times. They took Jeremiah and they threw him in a pit filled with sewage. I don't know how deep it was. I don't know if it was up to his knees, up to his chin, or he had to swim to stay afloat. I don't know. Hey man, I don't know it, but he did, but he still stood for God. Hey man, yes. Hey man, there's going to be people that stand for God, and mine eye affecteth my heart. Hey man, Paul said, "I travail the church of Galatians, the one, amen, that he worked with and bore with and won them to Christ. They turn around and turn their back on the very Lord that had saved him." And he turned around again and said, "I travail in birth again." He didn't give up on them. He didn't write them off. He didn't say good riddance. Amen. He fell down and he began to travail again with great pangs, great tears, crying out to God, amen, for deliverance for the church at Galatia. Amen. The Bible says, and this is my last verse, amen, that I know of. Amen. You always got to put those disclaimers on there, or you'd be lying.
Psalms chapter 126. They, amen, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. They that sow in tears shall. Amen. That's an affirmative. Amen. That is something. It will happen. They shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed.
Taking the word of God and spreading it.
Even when they're not listening. And not beating them over the head with it, but spreading it. Throw that word out there. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, preaching the truth is not beating everybody over the head with it. And preaching holiness is not cramming the word down people's throat. I'm sorry. It just eats me when I hear stuff like that. But anyway. But spreading precious seed. Bearing precious seed. Casting it. Amen. Out. Amen. Throwing it out. You know why? Because that seed, amen, when it goes into the ground and dies, amen, it will bring forth, amen, much fruit. Amen. Going forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless, without a doubt, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. They went out a weeping. They, when they come back in, they're skipping. Amen. They're singing. Amen. They're laughing. They're rejoicing. Amen. Why? Amen. Because he that soweth shall also reap. Amen. Hallelujah. Bringing his sheaves with him. Amen. Mine eye affecteth my heart, but I don't want it to bring me to the point that it just brought Lot. It vexed him. It upset him. It tore him up. But it didn't take Lot to his knees to where he done like Jeremiah and wept and cried out to God and got under a burden for his children. Amen. Amen. And Lot lost all his children. Amen. He lost all of them but two inside Sodom. And he lost two outside Sodom. Amen. He lost his wife on the way out of Sodom. Amen. Amen. But we find Jeremiah. Amen. That weeping prophet. Get under that burden. And there be a testimony for Christ. Amen. Amen. Mine eye affecteth mine heart. Amen. How about it tonight? Amen. Things been troubling you? Amen. Things been just grading your nerves. You ever heard that word? It makes me sick, and it does. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to God. Amen. Get on your knees and cry out to God. Amen. Take that burden to Him. Amen. Cry out till God gives you an answer. Amen. To God. Amen. You can't just pray once. Amen. And say, well, I prayed for them that, and if they don't, that's not a burden. A burden. Amen. It's something like Sister Shirley Savage carries. And I know she's called out Ben Horton's name more than one time. And so, well, if he makes it, he makes it. Amen. I have a feeling. Amen. It ain't every day. It's about every day. She's called Ben Horton's name because Ben, amen, used to sit in Sister Savage's Sunday school class. And, amen, I come in, thought I was cool one time. Amen. With some kind of whatever around my neck. A chain around my neck. I was in those cool years. Had a little chain, you know. It was in the shape of a cross, you know. It was just cute, you know. But Jesus didn't die on no metal cross. And Jesus didn't die on no gold cross. And it was a wooden cross. And it wasn't to hang around people's neck. It goes on their back. And they carried it to Calvary. And then they hung on it. But anyway, hey, another rabbit trail. But I thought I was cool, you know. But Sister Savage, hey, you know what she done? She went to prayer for Ben Horton. And cried to God. God save him. Get a hold of his heart. And in 1995, April the 16th, and I know that exact date right now because today we went to Grandma Settle's tombstone. And it says April the 16th, 1995. And that was the day that we started revival with Brother Alexander. Grandma was telling me today that great-grandma was looking forward to that revival. Amen. To go to that revival. Brother Alexander was going to be there. Well, she died on the first night of revival, April the 16th. Amen. But she had a grandson. Amen. That found God. Got saved. And though she was looking for that revival, she probably didn't know it, but in her spirit, it wasn't that she was going to see it, but something great was going to take place. Amen. There in that revival on April the 16th, 1995. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I can attribute it, one of it, to a woman by the name of Sister Shirley Savage, amen, that travailed in tears for this boy right here. Amen. And Brother L.V. Savage, that preached the truth to me. Amen. Preached to me the ever-loving gospel of God and told me you can't go to God's heaven with sin in your life. Amen. It was because of people with a burden. Amen. A grandmother that prayed for me. Amen. A grandfather. Amen. That was, if you missed service, he'd call you into the living room. Get the family in here. Where was y'all at on Saturday night? Because we used to have Saturday night. I don't remember, you know, but I remember we had, where was y'all at? What was so important? You wasn't in the house of God. Had a grandfather that'd check up on you. Amen. Find out what you've been doing. Amen. When you should have been in church. Amen. Why I had people like that. Amen. That had a burden for Ben Horton. Amen. That's why Ben is here today. Amen. Amen. Because people with a burden like Jeremiah. Amen. To see that I served God. Amen. And done. Amen. What the Lord wanted me to do. And thank God today I can stand up here and say I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Now I can get a burden. Because mine eye affected my heart. I can get a burden. Amen. For other ones that I've seen strayed from the fold that need the Lord. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That we can get a burden. Amen. And I learned my long-windedness from our pastor. Amen. Amen. So thank God for a burden. Amen. Amen. Mine eye affected. Has your eye been affecting your heart? Things you've been seeing going on just troubles you. Troubles your spirit. Just like, amen, vexes your spirit like Lot. Thank God. Amen. But that trouble would turn to tears and weeping and crying out to God. God, send revival again. Send a 1995, April the 16th revival to Massanova again. Amen. Where the young people was running the aisles, running the backs of the pews. Amen. Shouting around here, getting full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there wasn't a devil in hell during that week that could stop any one of them. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we can have a revival like that. Amen. And our young people can keep it too. Amen. Because you don't have to lose it. I'm a testimony. Standing right here behind you, don't have to lose it. Amen. Amen. You can retain what you get from God. Amen. Let's come and pray tonight. Amen. Appreciate you. Amen. Being attentive to the Word of God. Amen. Let's come and pray together in these altars and say, God. Amen. Mine eye affecteth my heart. Now let mine eyes run down like rivers. And my burden, amen, be brought to the throne room of God. Amen, to cry out for my country, for my kin, amen, for my church. Amen. Oh God, send us revival again. Amen.